Can everybody hear me okay? I feel like most of the time I never adjust the mic. I just kind of crane up and down. So this is a new experience for me. Thank you for all being here with me for it. Thank you again to Joan and Chris for having me. I think probably a lot of you know that Hemingway series has been around for so long and provide a platform for so many wonderful writers. I remember, especially after I graduated from Pitt, hearing Jimmy at the open mic, hearing poets like Edo Chester for the first time, and really just like giving me hope, I think, that there was room for poetry outside the classroom that I had just left. Also, thanks again to Kelly, Margaret, Tim, and we're really excited to hear Gwendolyn coming next. So sit tight, everybody. I'm gonna try to read five poems, depending on the time, which I should have already set, but I got nervous, so I didn't. I'm gonna set it now. I'm probably gonna forget everything and not look at it, but I'll do my best to at least hold myself accountable. If not, Joan will tackle me. So I wasn't able to attend the reading a couple weeks ago, but I really loved the theme, which was celebrating Pittsburgh poets. And so I wanted to extend that spirit and read one poem by Mary Ruffel, who was actually born in the Keysport. She's a contemporary poet. I've been having the pleasure of reading a lot of her work of late. This poem is called My Happiness. I laid my happiness in a field. My happiness lay in the field and looked up at the sky. My happiness extended the same courtesy to the clouds. My happiness in the field was visible for miles around. My happiness was visible to the hawk. My happiness was fond of the beetle beside it. A porcupine lumbered by. My happiness followed it. Perhaps because it was being followed, the porcupine stole my happiness. My happiness lumbered along after itself, happily. We came to a road. The porcupine went into a culvert and didn't come out. And that was the end of my happiness. So switch over to some poems. So if you're counting down, that was poem number one, four to go. The first two will be a little bit on the longer side. This poem is a Sestina. It's called Ode to Big Chungus, and I'm just gonna go ahead and read it. Ode to Big Chungus. Oh shit, here he comes, and damn it, he is so big. The safety we cling to, it is not so big. I wish it were bigger. To live in a nation with a big time belly. How big? Not big enough. We sigh, big sighs. The belly grows oh so big. Big Chungus, bigger than all the Iliads, bigger than all the fates and furies of antiquity. His big heart races like a furious fluffle across a big field. Watching Big Chungus, our hearts grow bunny big, popping like clouds or roots pop, burrowing and growing big, and yes, and beauteous with cartoon big eyes, we look upon you. Yes, big, big Chungus. To love as Big Chungus loves is to be big in amorous desire. When did life shrink in the biggest of ways? To hate is to be a small sort of big, not Chungus. Chungus knows big smallness creates bigger smallness. Not such big waves or novels or poems or big ideas or big politicians with their big names and retinue of big ideas and their big whoopsies. Jump high, big whoopee. Oh, my big dreams. Oh, my once bigger designs. They could have been Chungus big, humongous Chungus, sweet colossus, Chungus big. You who most of all has spent life in bigness, and now here he comes. See it in his big jalopy rolling out the bunny hole, big like the Grand Canyon is big. Yellowstone will erupt big, kaboom, whoa, so big. We were not a big generation, though we dreamed. We dreamed big instead of becoming. Even in love, we stunk big stinks. But here it comes, for real. Big Chungus out of air to save me again, to reveal the big theme. Themes bigger than TV, HBO, The New Yorker, bigger than big poetry, burning big as a Crunchwrap supreme. In this age, we've lost the bigness. In our biggest selves? No, no. We had a big deficit in big depression, a chunky little pandemic, and big poof. Big Chungus overseeing the last big gasp of our time. Big Chungus arrives. Big, big, big. Chungus, big inflate yourself. Big inflate our time. Christina traditionally has six words shifting around. You might guess my word that I just used again and again was big. this next poem, a little bit of a shift in tone, I guess, sort of inspired by another contemporary poet, Thuriya Almontazer, her book, Wild Fox of Yemen. Highly recommend. I'm sure White Whale might have it, or I'd be happy to order it for you, along with the great books from readers tonight. I guess her poem, Hunting Girlhood, deals a lot with describing or navigating feminism or being a woman in the world. And so I wanted to try to write a little bit about being a dude, I guess, which might not be the most interesting take, I get it, but I gave it a shot. So this poem's called A Plume. Manliness is a wood thrush. I left it swimming from my heart, wings smacking the air beside the arborvitae. My uncle crashes his motorbike and we laugh over a keg. Funny to be alive. I'm told to take and to take, to take, take, take. As my body breaks, it feels so good to fall. No longer hard, softening like a cemetery after the rain, like the body under an unmarked stone. Like that, a red-tailed hawk descends into the Monroeville Mall and builds a nest. After, I let it take my liver. Haha. Knowing each day flaps that word, and pleasure is the air that links me into feathers. Feathers say, you will shoot an arrow into flesh or be a wounded doe. A scrotal river winds, and somewhere a father hears this as quiet pleading. He tells his son, no one will give it to you. The son replies, that is a lie. You have given me everything. Rage begins to warm a room, and even when I stood alone, I had a big chest, a testicle that nearly glowed, and I never hid nothing, never got told who to be. No one tells me who to be, and anger is a cudgel. I blister beautiful calluses. I love sweating, cutting and deadheading, fixing, mending, moving, looking and finding and eating. I will tear the wax wings from my back, and I will fling myself to the sea. I am gathering the wood thrush. I have never held that speckled thing. My hands are tougher than feathers. Feathers are strong, but not tough. My sister gathers diaries. I gather rocks and snake skins like a bird building a nest so big it flies in the wind. I blaze like glory. I push harder to be what? Is this grace? No matter. I am filled with burning. I am in the stomach. I never wanted to fly as much as I wanted to be held. I am stronger than feathers, stronger than fire. Hold me, I call so caustically. All the men I wanted to be do not hesitate. They say, eat the bird. I take the wings. I swallow the bones. Check the time, which has immediately disappeared. Okay, I think I'm in okay shape. This poem is called The Robins. When I feel like a sick horse dragging the weight of a sinking empire beneath my ugly hooves, when I hear the cooper's hawk whinnying, when the squirrels move like shadows over bony roots with acorns stuffed between their jaws, when the dreary sun grows ravenous and the clover seeds begin raging inside their chests, I bellow, wing, eyelash, bitter wind, learning to flail by beaking into red clay, pulling rotten syllables from my tongue, like an earthworm broken and dangling. When I hear the rock dove cooing, when I thought I knew anything about the sky. One more. Either I didn't set my timer or I've been reading very fast, so I appreciate your attention. This was supposed to be like a 15 minute, and we're like just over 10. So either doing a good job or you can hear about 30% of the words. Either way, we're in good shape. This last poem takes the form of a quatern, which is a form that has four stanzas, four lines in each, and a refrain that kind of travels down the poem, if you can imagine that. So the first line of the poem becomes the last line of the poem. It also owes a debt to my niece Macy, who might be watching remotely or might be past her bedtime, I'm not sure. Who taught me you could blow on a dandelion seed and then say, holy smokes. And so that's going to happen in this poem. We can all look forward to that. And this is my last poem. I didn't say that. The weight. Which weight did I know? In which did I fail to carry? And what does one red cardinal weigh atop a wooden fence in front of the yellow siding? The weight of, please spare me. What a man might own, what he might lift overhead, hoist once. Before his bones grow hollow, his mind grows dense. Which weight did I know, and which did I fail to carry? I hummed the tune. My throat failed me, made little sense, then grew numb. How many times, how involuntary. Dandelions blossom, holy smokes, and then to seed. The root tastes bitter, but I will not wince at which weight I know in which I failed to carry. Beyond myself, and is everything besides myself. The flash of red is a signal to stop. The flesh hints, however, nature is softer, more reckless than it seems. But there is little time to know. So little, so little, so little. This weight that I know, this weight I failed to carry. Thank you all. You've been wonderful.